From Sports Illustrated, I'm Albert Breer, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, September 18th. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday, Colts kicker Adam Vinatieri said the possibility of retiring never crossed his mind after missing his seventh kick in his past three games last week. Vinatieri missed two extra points during the Colts' 19-17 win over the Titans in Week 2. The poor outing followed a 30-24 overtime loss to the Chargers, in which he missed one extra point and two field goals of 46 and 29 yards in Week 1. The 46-year-old has now missed five kicks in two games, more than he had in eight of his 22 full seasons prior to 2019. Vinatieri said that reporters would, quote, hear from me tomorrow on Sunday. When reminded that Monday is usually an off day for the Colts, Vinatieri indicated that he would indeed be speaking to the media Monday regardless of what the rest of the team was doing. Vinatieri clarified those comments on Tuesday, saying he never intended to retire.
For me, saying I'll see you guys tomorrow meant I want some time to clear my mind, and then I'll be happy to talk to you guys. So all the nasty, crazy, little funny rumors that we like to spread had nothing to do with any of that stuff. I just need a little extra time.
On a conference call Monday, the Colts announced they would be sticking by Vinatieri, with Coach Frank Reich reiterating that the kicker would be starting for Indianapolis. The Jaguars don't plan to trade cornerback Jalen Ramsey before their Week 3 matchup against the Titans on Thursday, according to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport. Jacksonville is reportedly targeting Friday as the most likely day for a potential Ramsey trade. Ramsey requested a trade from Jacksonville on Monday night, one day after a sideline confrontation with head coach Doug Marrone. Jacksonville fell to 0-2 on Sunday after a 13-12 loss to the Texans in Houston. Ramsey acknowledged the trade request when speaking to the media on Tuesday, but said he plans to play until he is dealt. I want all my dogs to go out there and ball. I want to go out and ball with them if I'm still here, Ramsey said. Jacksonville drafted Ramsey with the number 5 overall pick in the 2016 draft. Ramsey is a 2-time Pro Bowler and 1-time All-Pro at 9 career interceptions. I'm told the asking price for Ramsey is 2 first-round picks. In a video chat with his Instagram followers on Tuesday, Los Angeles Chargers running back Melvin Gordon said he's going to play somewhere this season and that, quote, it would be a waste of talent if he did not. Gordon also said that though the Chargers finished 12-4 in LA and reached the postseason in 2018, last year was, quote, good, but nobody cared. Gordon continues to hold out because of a contract impasse with the Chargers. Gordon's representation asked for and was granted permission by the Chargers to pursue a trade, but so far, no deal has materialized with another team. If Gordon wants to play this year, he would have to report no later than November 29th. That's 31 days before the end of the regular season. He also needs to report by then to earn credit for the season so he can become an unrestricted free agent in 2020. However, the Chargers can still place the franchise tag on Gordon next season and could control his rights for the next 2 years. Why is that unlikely? It's unlikely because the Chargers are going to need that franchise tag for Phillip Rivers in the spring of 2020. Still could happen. Gordon wants a contract extension that will compensate him among the top running backs in the league, like Todd Gurley, David Johnson, and Le'Veon Bell, as well as Ezekiel Elliott, who signed a few weeks ago. All those guys earn in excess of $13 million per year. During training camp, the Chargers offered Gordon a new contract that doubled his salary and put him at about $10 million annually. And finally, Saints quarterback Drew Brees underwent surgery on his throwing hand on Wednesday in Los Angeles. The surgery was performed by Dr. Stephen Chin. Brees is believed to have a ligament issue on his throwing thumb after injuring his throwing hand in Sunday's loss to the Rams. The 40-year-old was removed after he hit his throwing hand on Aaron Donald while Donald was rushing him in the first quarter. Brees also flew to Houston for a second opinion from Dr. Tom Hunt on Tuesday. Dr. Shin is the director of hand surgery at the Curl and Job Institute at Cedars-Sinai in LA. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.